Samacha Omralef Oluyanta. Again, now the Gemara says that one said that the Ribiach Riboy and Ribiach Riboy Olamayit. That was the story. That the Yitzchak Rabbi said that he put a Kizayis Levoina Agabi Mashu for the Minchit's Pothel. Because it says Lashon of Loyite, and that means Lashon of a Kizayis in the Sino. But Oleo is considered the Ribiach Riboy, which is comes teach us that the love of Levoino is even to put it on a mashu of the Mincha. Now, Vika the Yami some say no. The Ram Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, that the boy Rabbi Yechon, Yechon had this for Shiloh. What's going to be? No san mashu shemen agabi kizayis mincha mahum. Let's say the first case, that Yitaka put a mashu of shemen agabi kizayis mincha mahu. Mi binan shima kinesina. Isn't that Pasuk says, Lo Yosem Ola Shemen? That first we said, Lo Yosem means even a Mashu. Now he has a philosophic no. Do we say that the Sino is likely in the Sino, that just like Lo Yitem by Levoino means the Shear of a Kezayis? So maybe Lo Yosem that it says by Shemen also means at least the Kezayis of Shemen? Or maybe no, as we want to say before, when the Pasuk says, For Lo Yosem Ola Shemen is even a Mashu. And according to this, take with the Sufikin, whether the law of not to put Shemin, you need Taka Kazayis, or is it enough to be Chayim with a Mashu? Then we had before, what's going to be Nosan Shemin al Shiraho? Let's say you put Shemin on the Shirayim of the Mincha. As after you made the Kemitza, now the Shiraim, the part that the Kohen needs to be put Shemin on that, you're not over Lav. Turn around, learn like this. The Pasuk says, Lo Yosim Oleho Shemin. For Lo Yitain, and you should not put Levoina. Kinsa by this Minchas Karevon, you're not supposed to put Shemin and not Levoina. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Bishnei Kahanim, talking about two different Kahanim, Tam Levin says, No Aleho, the Gufo Shemincha Kosim Medaber, Veloid the Kain, and not with the Kain. In other words, the Havmin Rizm, the Pasuk says, Lo Yosim Aleho Shemin, Velo Yitain, is talking about two different Kahanim. Maybe two different people could be over this two Lavin. But the same Kohen, if he would take Shem and then Levoin and put it on the Mincha, maybe it's only one Lav. That's the question. How do we know to say that these two Lavim apply even to one Kohen? So that's the Drush that says, Tam Leim, it says, Leita Noleh, which we dash in means, Begufa Shem Mincha Kosim Adaber, that the Lav is totally in this Mincha. Anybody, could even be one Kohen, if he puts Shem into this Mincha Shaita, and he also puts Levoin, he's over two Lavim. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Lo Yiten Kli Agabe Kli. You cannot take a Kli that has Shemin in it, or has Levoina in it, and put it on top of the Mincha. And the Yim Nosam Posse, maybe just by doing this, putting this Kli on top of the Mincha, you would make a Psul in the Mincha. And this Vidash, you know, Tamalem, the Posse says, Oleho. Which Vidash needs to say, the Gufa Shemincha Kosim Adaber. The Posse is talking about the Gufa of the Mincha. When did the Mincha become Posse? Only if you put Shemin into the Gufa Mincha. If you just put Shemin into a Kli, and this Kli on top of the Mincha, you do not pass over the Mincha. Now the Mishnah says, Yesh Tunas Hagosho V'yein Tunas Tanufa. Certain Menachos, you have to make Hagosho, means you have to take the Mincha and bring it towards the Mizbeach, but you do not have to make Tanufa, you do not have to pick it up. Hagosho Tanufa. Some need both. You have to take the Mincha and bring it towards the Mizbeach. And also Tanufa, you have to pick it up, lift it up first. Tanufa, some have to be lifted up, but V'loi HaGosha, and some do not need the mitzvah of HaGosha, bringing it closer towards the Mizbeach. And there are some menachis that loy Tanufa, V'loi HaGosha, that does not need not Tanufa and not HaGosha. Now, the Elu, these are the menachis, Tunas HaGosha, V'yein Tunas Tanufa. These are the menachis that you have to have HaGosha, you have to bring it towards the Mizbeach, but you do not have to lift it up. Minchas HaSelis, a Stam Minchas brought from Selis. There's a mitzvah HaGosha, but no mitzvah Tanufa. For Yamachavas from the frying pan, the Yamacheshas, a deep pan, for Yachalas for a kikin, to bring Stam Mincha. That made from a mafa baking, whether either you bake them chalas, or whether you bake them a kikin wafers. You have to have a mitzvah HaGosha, but not a mitzvah Tanufa. Minchas Kahanim, a mincha that a Kohen brings, a minchas kohen mashiach, a mincha that the kohen gadol brings, the chavitim he brings twice a day, minchas nochrim, a mincha that a goy brings, minchas noshim, a mincha that an isha brings, a minchas chayta. all these things, they only need Hagosha, but they do not need a Tanufa. Rabbi Shimon of Rabbi Shimon says, Minchas Kahanim, or Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Ein Be'am Hagosha, and says, no, there's not even the Mitzvah Hagosha. You do not have to bring this Mincha closer towards the Mizbeach first. Not by a Minchas Kahanim, and not by a Kohen Gadol. Why? Because there's no mitzvah of kemitzah. In other words, kemitzah is only when you only have to burn the kemitzah and the shram, the rest of it is eaten by the kohanim. But by minchas kohen we know the whole thing is burnt. And by the minchas kohen gadol, the whole thing is burnt. There's no kemitzah. If so, Rabbi Shimon knows the klal is, v'chol shein b'em kemitzah, ein b'em agosho. If there's no mitzvah kemitzah, Rashi says, l'hat yishrayim l'kohanim, is ein l'em agosho. Here, Kohanim b'vayis l'kamon, v'yotzu elu minchas kohanim, or minchas kohen Mashiach, shein b'em l'kohanim. And since there's nothing for the kohanim, there's no kemitzah like, no, there's no shrine for the kohanim, therefore there's no mitzvah hagosha. Now the Gemara says again, that Omer of Papa Papa says, that Kolecha b'tzinam, wherever it says in the Mishnah, is minchas ha'achalas, or minchas rakikim, it's esa tzinam. But you know, you have to have all 10 either made from chalis or all 10 either made from rakikin. You cannot mix up 5 and 5. If so, again, my kumashma wants the chiddush of a papa, la'afukim into Rabbi Shimon. Teaches not like Rabbi Shimon says. The yom that he says that yes, it could even be machzor chalis or machzor rakikin. Yovi kumashma on the loy. Teaches it could even bring 5 of them could be chalis and 5 could be rakikin. You need 10 true, but how is the 10 made up? It doesn't say. It has to be all 10 from the same type, either 10 chalis or 10 rikikin. Again, the equals for our Mishnah, just like it says, minchas machas, minchas macheshu, they're all 10 are the same way, then it says chalis and rikikin, also means all 10 have to be the exact same way. Now the Gemara says, minohani mili, I don't know if you said of our Mishnah, that these minochis need hagosha, but do not need a tenufa. The Tanur Rabbanan wrote like this, Ilu never the pasuk would have said vehaveso ashayasa meila lashem veikrivu ala koyin veigishoy hayisoy meim lishatoyin agosha lo koyin mitzvavad only maybe the kemitzah you have to make agosha with mincha mina how we know the whole mincha even before you make the kemitzah how do we know the whole mincha shleimo you have to make a agosha Rashi says vehaveso as a mincha. In this pasuk it says also the mitzvah hagosha. So I would have thought to say maybe only the kemitzah bavad. Rashi says shenasa lashem that the kemitzah that's burnt maybe only after you make the kemitzah there's a mitzvah to bring the kemitzah closer to the mizbeach. Minan, how do we know to say that the whole mincha has to be? Talmud Levi, the pasuk says mincha that the whole mincha has to be brought. Rashi says it means shetuna hagosha kredim kemitza. Now minchas chayte minayin. How do we know even the mincha that a chayte brings also needs a mitzvah hagosha? Talmud Levin, the pasuk says esa mincha. Mashmi even the minchas chayte also is a mitzvah hagosha. And really b'dinu, it's a swear like this. Rashi says the minchas chayte tuna hagosha. But it's all chro. Really, I should not even need a pasuk for this. It's a swear that a minchas chayte should have to have a hagosha. B'dinu. Nem Hoch says over here.